From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. A Senate committee added rape and incest exceptions before passing a bill late Monday to require a 24-hour waiting period for abortions. The bill sponsor, Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores, said the waiting period will give women an opportunity to rethink an important decision. She bristled at accusations heard from opponents during committee testimony that it actually devalues female decision-making.
The last person who would question a woman's capacity to make a decision, much less would sponsor a bill that would be seen as questioning a woman's capacity to make a decision, would be myself.
The vote by the Senate Fiscal Policy Committee sends the bill to the full Senate. The House version has also finished its committee tour and now awaits a vote on the House floor. When the Deepwater Horizon oil spill took place 5 years ago in the Gulf of Mexico, researchers from the University of South Florida College of Marine Science and the Florida Institute of Oceanography were among the first to respond. Speaking to reporters Monday, Professor of Chemical Oceanography David Hollander disputed recent claims by oil well owner of BP. He said that just because wildlife and plants haven't died in huge numbers, that doesn't mean that the lingering effects of the spill aren't as bad or widespread as some feared.
The overwhelming number of samples that were collected both in the water and in the sediments were not at lethal concentration, but actually sub-lethal concentrations. The map of the sediments reflected 1,200 square miles, which were actually quite severely impacted, not just a 3-kilometer ring around the wellhead.
The researchers plan to put together a collection of baseline data showing pollution levels in Gulf waters, sediment, and wildlife. And the Miami Marlins are in Philadelphia today for a series against the Phillies. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.